self-insurance that.
Silence.
He likes that.
I'm going to close this door. All right. I haven't chaired a meeting in a long time, so bear with me if I'm less than what you might expect. Neither of us will be surprised. I call to order this meeting of the Champaign Public Library Board of Trustees. I don't think I need to call a roll for that, but I do need to call a roll for the members present.
Ms. Anderson.
Here.
Ms. Blakeman. Ms. Hart.
Here.
Mr. Fulmer.
Here.
Mr. Ledoux.
Here.
Mr. Lansford.
Here.
Mr. Malik.
Here.
Ms. Pearson. Ms. Sandler.
Here.
We have a nice compact agenda that requires that we approve it, indicating for the sake of the law that we've all looked it over and know exactly what we're doing and where we are. I'll entertain a motion to approve that agenda.
I motion to approve the agenda.
We have a second. It's been moved and seconded. I guess you, is it by aye or we have to roll?
You can say everyone say aye. That's
all right. All those in favor of approving the agenda so moved, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I say aye as well. We are in full accord on the agenda. We have minutes. Only one set. We have regular meeting minutes submitted for the September 11th, 2025 meeting. We will need a motion to move them.
Mm-hmm.
A second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, I have to ask, do any board members sense or see anything in these minutes that they think is amiss or needs correction or addition? Are the minutes okay as is?
No, only that you said September 11th, but it's September 17th.
You're right. Thank you. So now we have to do it all over again because we've approved the wrong date. Well, all right. All those in favor of approving these minutes as submitted, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I say aye as well. No negatives. We have a director's report, so I defer to you.
Okay, I have just a couple of things to update this evening for our director's report. First, just thanking our wonderful teams and community for a fantastic author event with Shelby Van Pelt. Our attendance was nearly 500, and we've had a lot of positive feedback about the event, so it was a really exciting evening. Also, in your packet this month, we have updates regarding the studio and the makerspace at Douglas. Both are seeing wonderful program attendance for kids, teens, adults. And the programming has just been fantastic. So again, big thank you to our teams for their wonderful work. In September, I did want to call out that our business librarian planned and coordinated a unique event in our partnership with the Chamber of Commerce for the First Friday Coffee event, which was held in the studio and was also very well attended.
First Friday Coffee event?
That's right.
Oh, I missed it.
And that's all of our director's report.
Well, that was a pretty succinct director's report. Thank you. Well, we have an action item. It is customary for us periodically to review the bylaws of the Board of Trustees. It's not anything unusual about that. This is just a very perfunctory thing. But this time has come, and we have some bylaws that I hope everyone has had a chance to look at. In order to approve these bylaws as presented tonight, I'll entertain a motion, unless there's discussion that someone would like to engage in.
So moved.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Okay, so these bylaws have been moved and seconded. Because it's a matter of governance, does that require us to have a formal roll call? Or
no,
just aye? All right. All those in favor of these bylaws, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? I vote aye as well. We have an interesting piece of business before us in item number 7. We have a labor relations legal representation and resolution, sort of a bill before us.
I can introduce that too.
Okay, if you like. I was ready.
Just to give an overview, this is the resolution that authorizes the library to engage the services of the law firm Clark, Baird, and Smith for assistance with the unionization process and negotiation efforts as part of a standard next step in the process.
I'm going to defer to you. If at some point you think we require, for the sake of the law, to have a roll call vote, I'm going to rely on you to tell me.
Only for
so
the closed minutes.
So I won't keep
minutes.
Bugging you, okay.
Only right. for the closed minutes.
All right, so we have this before us as an action item. I will entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second? Are you the second?
I'm the second.
Oh, you're the second. Thank you, thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of this this resolution, please signify by saying aye.
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 I say aye as well. Any opposed? Okay, it passes unanimously. Item number 8 is our 2026 holiday and closing schedule, which is another matter of business that's pretty perfunctory. It too is an action item and will require our approval. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Having been done so, all those in favor of this schedule as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I say aye as well. Now we have a biannual review of closed sessions, which is near and dear to me because I, as the secretary, periodically I have to go over with Jill and look at some of the things that are in closed minutes. Many of these things are closed for the sake of protecting participants in things that have legal or personnel aspects to them that would be prejudicial in some way to the parties involved if they were released publicly. So as a matter of transparency, there are some things that are just best left undone. We reviewed these things and determined that there was nothing at this time that it would be pressing or appropriate to release. So that we're basically advancing the status quo for what we are retaining in the way of closed session minutes and records. That being an action item, is that an aye vote as well?
I'll do the roll call.
Ah, that is a roll call vote then. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Ms. Anderson? Do a roll call.
Okay, so I say aye.
Okay. Ms. Blakeman? Ms. Hart? Mr. Fulmer?
Aye.
Mr. Ledoux?
Yes.
Mr. Lansford?
Aye.
Mr. Malik?
Aye.
Ms. Pearson? Ms. Sandler?
Aye.
Okay.
And then we just need...
That is passed. We're already at agenda item number 10, financial reports. This is when we do our biopsy of the library's financial health.
Start with the check register, if you're ready. Just a couple of little things I wanted to point out. On page 2, near the center, you can see $107,000 to Dell Marketing, and that is routine replacement of our public computers. And then also on that line, you can see just below that for Dixon Graphics, the $3,000 is for the nice mailers that went out last month for the Douglas branch. We just paid the bills for those. And then flipping all the way over to page 8. Again, near the center is a charge to Tylos for almost $8,000, and that is for our new robot vacuum, which has been very fun to spot.
Wow.
And that's all I have for the check register.
Succinct. Okay. We're required as a board to file this formally. I will entertain a motion to file the check register for September 2025.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those trustees in favor of filing this document, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I say aye as well. Any negatives? I don't sense any, so that too is unanimous. And now we need our report on the financial statements for September 2025.
Okay, we can start with the operating fund on the first page. We received our second installment of the 2024 tax levy, so that's approximately $4,030,000. It's very exciting. So we should be continuing to see those trickle in, but that was our second large installment for the 2024 levy. Otherwise, we're still seeing some great interest returns on that iMed account, you know, tracking way above what I even budgeted. So it's always makes me very happy. Down in expenses, you can see just briefly our library materials are tracking just a little higher than 25% where I'd expect to be, but we do front load our database subscription, so a lot of that happens very early in the year, as well as we did delay our spending in per capita until we received that check, which we have, so we should start seeing that shift towards per capita for a while. And that's really the bulk of the standout items for operating. On the next page, on the back of that page is capital, and I've already mentioned the large expenses in capital being the computer replacements for the public areas, as well as the purchase of the new robot vacuum, and that's really most of what we saw. We saw a little bit of some fees for our architects for some of the projects we've been planning. And then the next page would be cafe. I wanted to point out cafe sales, independent of the operating transfer last month, we're still 17% over this point last year. The traffic is very high. And just a note that events like catering, event catering is up 2% over last year. So we've seen actually a pretty big jump in those as well. We did see our display cooler broke down, so we did have to replace that. And you can see that expense down in cafe equipment this month is almost $2,000. So we're doing some minor upkeep, but it still has, after our transfer last month, still has a healthy fund balance of about $3,000. So it's keeping up. And then as I mentioned, we did receive that per capita payment last month, so we will start seeing those funds being spent now that we're getting that all lined up. And then for the following funds, the 27 pay period gift fund, grant fund, no material changes in any of those funds this month. That's it for financials.
All right, thank you. Board members, any inquiries about any of this that you might be entertaining before we move on? No? I will then accept a motion to accept, that's the wording we have here, as opposed a motion to accept the financial statements for September 2025.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Thank you.
I second.
Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded. All those board members favoring filing this document, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And I say aye as well. I don't think there are any negatives, so I think it's unanimous. We've come to the time where we have committee liaison reports. For those who haven't been to one of our meetings, we have sort of like committee assignments where they're supportive organizations that work in the library's interest, that raise money, that create networks in behalf of the library's interests. And different members of this body have as an assignment going to their meetings and to one degree or another participating in them. I go to the Friends, and you know, Mr. Fulmer's on the City Council, Dr. Lansford's on the Library Foundation. So every month at these meetings, we have little reports about this. If there's anything to report, sometimes there isn't much. But yeah, would you like to speak to the Library Foundation section?
Foundation has started its campaign. It's going looking very promising. This is the campaign for the endowment for the future for the library. Fathers, I know everything is going well. So that would be the succinct report.
That is succinct. Thank you. Well, we have a city council member in our midst.
So most significantly, we've completed the goal setting study session process. It hasn't come back to council for approval yet, but that will be soon. Most importantly to note is that kind of at the top of everyone's list is housing and homelessness. So So, so that's our primary goal. I expect that the main priority will be a blueprint for housing and homelessness, similar to the gun violence reduction blueprint.
Thank God. I would ask you more about that, but it probably isn't appropriate for this meeting context, but I'm very interested in all of that.
Sure.
Have been for a very long time, so thank you. Well, I'm obligated to say something now. The Friends of the Champaign Public Library. Probably most of you here know about the organization and know about approximately how many people are involved, but let me tell you, in case you don't know, or this is new to you, there are 243 members, and I think more coming on board. So we have a community that values its library more than many, and there's so much evidence for that. This is just one more piece of evidence for how entrenched, how embedded, and how treasured this organization is. They have a budget in excess of $80,000, most of which they amass by selling books and materials like a buck a piece at a time out of a basement with really not all that much publicity. Yet another indication of how beloved the mission and presence of this library is in the broader community. We have 7 new members as of a few weeks ago. Our last meeting was last week, and I attended, and they don't tend to be, you know, real rabble-rousing meetings. They're kind of dull, but this is the important work that people pour themselves into to keep this library going. And so I was there, and there wasn't much to discuss. We reviewed, for the sake of new members, we reviewed a wonderful presentation that our library director had made. So they were, you know, your presence lived on. And that's about all I have to report, really, about that. But we meet monthly. But, well, there are a lot of you here. And you're the audience. This is your time. This is your time in a meeting. We shot through the agenda pretty quick. So whoever has anything they want to share with us will have time. I have a speech that's been prepared for me, which is novel for me because I don't even prepare my own speeches, much less have speeches prepared for me. The board invites public comment, which is an opportunity for the board to listen to community concerns. Of course, we'll always do that. We treat the matters raised at public comment seriously, and in the interest of responding thoughtfully, it is the board's standard practice not to engage in back and forth exchanges or to respond on the spot. So it's not, you know, it's not like a debate. Rather, we're here to take the input. We're here to listen to you. And we'll try to listen as carefully as we can and take these things under consideration. And we'll follow up with the help of our professional staff. We'll follow up with thorough research on whatever comes up so that the library board can make informed responses. And that there'll be appropriate responses. Every person is given 5 minutes. 5 minutes you're allotted, just like at a city council meeting. And we request that each speaker state their name up front and their city of residence prior to speaking. So I don't know that we needed to have a podium or a lectern or anything. Everybody in this room could probably hear you wherever you are. Feel free to stand up if you want. Or stay seated. But who would like to start? Let me see a show of hands for anybody who'd like to go. You want to go?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you can stand wherever you like. The center of the table might be awkward.
I'll be here. all right. So, hello. My name is Iris. I live in Urbana, and I work in the Adult Services Department here at the library as a part-time library associate. In my department, a common conversation that comes up among our newer staff is how long it takes for you to feel like you get it. Like your training is complete and you're an experienced staff member who can consistently provide the same quality of service as our more experienced counterparts in all of the realms of what we do. The answer is always at least a year. and that's including those of us who have had similar positions in the past. Over 2 years is common, but that is not unheard of in library, in the library field. Our jobs are very complex and we do a lot. Because of this, turnover, when it exists, is a massive issue. Bigger than the challenge of being temporarily short-staffed, and bigger than the staff time costs of doing introductory trainings for our newer staff. It means that for up to 2 years, we are accepting decreased quality of service and more reliance on our experienced staff. It means that library workers need to manage their morale for up to 2 years while they might feel like they're playing catch-up. It means staff, it means experienced staff have to spend more time training, both formal and informal, and watching the revolving door of colleagues has its own morale issues. When libraries accept high turnover as normal business, it's a disservice to their community. We, the workers of Champaign Public Library, love this library and are committed to inspire, inform, and connect to our community. We all, every single one of us who are in this room right now, are on the same side. We want the very best for our library, for the city of Champaign, and for our families. The library is a beacon of our community, and that is worth celebrating. But as much as it's worth celebrating, there is a responsibility of care that we all in this room bear. That's why I'm fighting for a union, because I care about our vital role in the community, and I feel it's important for us who are working with the community every day to have their voices heard and listened to, and have their expertise taken as the asset that it is. We hear a lot about the state of and upgrades to the library's facilities, which is great and all. But what about the state and upgrades to our staff, who, however cliche it might be, who are our best asset? Our staff bring utmost care, attention, and diligence to every single interaction at the library, and at its core are the very soul of the library. Shouldn't we listen when our workers say they are struggling? Shouldn't we strive to listen and protect our best asset? Shouldn't we try to keep our staff and not rely on a revolving door of staff who need to be trained, diminishing the quality of service and taking countless staff hours to train, and rightfully so, to high standards? Shouldn't we build a sustainable future together? We, the workers of Champaign Public Library, look forward to engaging in good faith dialogue with library administrators about working towards our common goals, sustainably and without delay. Let's work together, let's focus on what's important for our community, and let's make that beacon of Champaign shine bright. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
My name is Melissa Muckenhern. I live in Urbana, and I work at the Urbana Free Library, and I am on the bargaining committee of the Urbana Free Library Union. And I wanted to come here tonight and express my support and our union support for our siblings over here in Champaign. You all know that a library is more than books. But it's the people that determine whether that library becomes beloved. As I've heard it is said tonight, that the Champaign Library is. Support your people. They've unionized for a reason. Yeah, they're good.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you. All right, Southside, you got anything to add? South side of the room over here. Actually, that's not the south side. Oh, well. So much for offering a sense of direction to the library board. Would anyone else like to offer any comments? Oh, come on. You all came with strong feelings and opinions. This is a time to share.
Iris was pretty eloquent.
Yes. Yeah, that was pretty exhaustive, I gotta say. Yeah.
Actually, Something
Please.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm a cafe page here at the Champagne Public Library. And it's great to hear that the cafe is doing so well, that we're up 17%, I believe you said, in sales, and that's great that there's so much foot traffic and that the cafe is doing so well. But as a cafe page, seeing the amount of work and labor required go up, and then our staffing issues combined with the high turnover rate and like the expendability of pages and of the wages, and the morale issue of like seeing, I saw somebody leave on their first day, they quit on their first day. So, you know, seeing that like we're doing really well and that the money is coming in, support for the community is there, I would love to see just the cafe supported and the pages who do the legwork of putting the books back on the shelf so that we can access them, be commended for that. For that labor and not disparaged for being part-time, low-wage employees. We all want to feel respected and valued by our community, and I appreciate the board taking the time to hear our students. Thank you.
Well, would anyone else like to break the silence? I think it's nice to see so many chairs filled in here. I think this is the best attendance we've had at a library board meeting in years. So, you know, it makes me reminiscent about city council meetings, which were often very well attended. Well, if there are no more comments from our guests, we're at agenda item 13, which is ominously numbered. But that's the time for comments from the board. Would any board members like to share any thoughts?
I thought the author event was excellent. Yeah. Very well run. Everyone that I saw in the hallways directing traffic was smiling and helpful, and the same coming out. The audience behaved as well. It was a very, very nice event. Large numbers of people moving seamlessly, yeah. Happily, and carefully. So, thank you.
Yeah, I was jealous. I never get more than 60 people coming here. That's tops, not hundreds. Anyone else? Pretty quiet board here. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to say a continued thank you to you and everyone here, and everyone on your team. We're pointing out some things for our kids, and as we have some other folks watching them, the library has become a really important resource for us during the work week, and so it is just as always, but I think it's useful to say as folks are sitting around that work is undeniably appreciated by so many people in the community, and it really provides opportunities for children to learn in and among other children where they may not have those opportunities in various situations. So thanks to all of you for that work.
Thank you. Well, library director, you've already had your shot, but you always might have something to say.
No,
you could even have the last word. No? Well, with a certain reluctance, I think we're drawing to a close. But I will point out that our next meeting will be on November 19th in this same spot. So I think it's generally done. The next meeting is announced by whoever's chairing the meeting. So we look forward to seeing any of you who want to come back for more of this on the 19th. I think... it's time to entertain a motion for adjournment, if there's no more.
So moved.
Second. Yeah, it's been moved and seconded that we go into adjournment.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor of adjourning today, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I say aye as well. We are adjourned, I guess so. There you go.
Very efficient.
Thank you.
Well done.
I was going to say, Senior Chris.